On Southeast AgNet, Dan Gunter, Chief Operating Officer of the Citrus Research and Development Foundation, this week gives the Florida Citrus Commission a preview of the Foundation's proposed research agreement with the University of Florida. The Foundation, which operates as a direct service organization of the university, is charged with leading the industry's research efforts into HLB and other serious problems and getting any research to use in the grove. The agreement codifies what rights the university would have to inventions developed by its scientists who are conducting the majority of research in the massive HLB effort. It also outlines the foundation's rights. Gunter said the agreement is still in negotiation and subject to change, but that he plans to present it to the foundation board in its meeting next Tuesday in Fort Pierce. Here are a few basics. The foundation will get some share of net royalties, or the amount of royalties due to the university scientists and others after patenting costs are paid for by the university. A license based on university inventions cannot be granted to commercial partners outside the United States with more favorable terms than are offered to a U.S. partner. The foundation can approve or disapprove any exclusive license agreement for inventions discovered using foundation funds. It will also have a seat at the table when decisions are being made about which inventions are to be protected by a patent and also when identifying potential commercial partners. The university is responsible for marketing all inventions. Gunter said the first priority for all involved in the agreement negotiations was finding a solution for HLB and moving it to market. I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.